time for something a little bit different from StoryCorps. Every week, we hear excerpts from conversations between two people who know and love one another. Now, for the first time, we're going to eavesdrop on a conversation between two strangers. It's part of a new initiative which brings together people on opposite sides of the political divides to get to know one another through StoryCorps conversations. This time, Tiffany Briceño and Israel Berryeshua, two strangers who recently sat down together in Denver. Let's listen in.
I'm a single father. I have two children. I actually grew up in Griffin Spaulding County. If you're born in that county, you have like a 16% chance of getting out of poverty. So I'm like the 16%. Mm-hmm. And I tell that to my children. There's no excuses. It comes from within.
And something that I also convey to my children. My parents grew up with nothing. My mom didn't have shoes, didn't have food, that kind of thing. And, you know, she's the one kid that put herself through college as a single parent.
Yeah. When you think about the future, what are you most scared of?
I am just really nervous for my kids, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like right now, everything is just mean and nasty.
But instead of reacting with kindness or compassion, people are quick to react with, I guess, hate or anger, and not just like me and you're doing, sitting here talking and try to understand perspectives.
Is there one thing that you respect about the way that I see the world?
No.
Fair enough.
Yeah. I think you said that you want the best for this country. I respect that view, and I agree with that view.
Okay.
Is there anything that you respect that I said today?
That you're a hardworking single father that wants what's best for his children, and I think that that's commendable and common between you and I, for sure. So,
thank you.
Strangers Tiffany Briceño, who identifies as a liberal, and Israel Berryeshua, a conservative, learning about one another as part of StoryCorps' One Small Step initiative, which seeks to remind people across the political divides of our shared humanity.